From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Jamie Johnson's first documentary, his first film, in fact, Born Rich, includes a novel twist. It includes interviews with several of his friends who are, like him, rich and young in their 20s. People like Josiah Hornblower, a Vanderbilt and Whitney heir.
I always take the subway. My mom had never really been on the subway. I took her on the other day, and she was like, whoa, this is cool. Other people should do this. I was like, you should come during rush hour, you know? It's kind of ironic, because the Whitney family made their money off of subways. They sort of privatized the subway and held a monopoly on it, charged the city all this money. It was a complete racket. They were crooks. But everybody was a crook back then who made money.
Before Born Rich is done, we get to see one of filmmaker Jamie Johnson's interview subjects unsuccessfully sue him, trying to prevent his appearance in the film, which airs tonight on HBO. Jamie Johnson, who is himself an heir to the Johnson & Johnson fortune, joins us from our bureau in New York. Mr. Johnson, what was the idea here behind a film about young people who were born rich talking about being born rich?
Well, I first started thinking about the idea when I was in college. I was 20 years old at the time, and I knew that in a year I would turn 21 and inherit a great deal of money. And there were a lot of things I needed to figure out before that happened. I'd known of so many people who were in the same situation that I was, who were young and had everything going for them and were about to have this great blessing of all these opportunities presented to them, and yet somehow they really managed to live unproductive lives and even tragic and miserable lives in some cases. And I thought, I really don't want that to happen to me.
One of the young men you interview, I think it's Luke Quill, says it's very good being rich.
Well, it's great. I mean, the greatest thing about it is you have all these opportunities. I mean, to be able to choose your own career path is a great luxury, and I think you really have to recognize that and be thankful for that.
You include a couple of interviews with your father, and in one of them he proposes to you a career path that you might choose. I guess this relates to the fact that you were studying history at NYU, but collecting historical documents. And you then go to an antiquarian. There's a terrific scene in the movie where you are explaining your search for some career to the antiquarian bookstore owner.
Well, considering I don't have to work, what advice would you give me on?
Then don't work. Then don't work. Why would anybody in their right mind work unless they had to?
What did you think of his advice, that if you're very rich, why do anything at all? Just summer here and winter there for the rest of your life.
Well, I think his comment suggests an understanding that a lot of people would have and would think that if they were rich, that of course they wouldn't work. And I think even if you are born into a position where you don't have to work, I feel it's very important that you do, that you understand that that's how our society operates, and you should go out and do something and be as productive as you can. I think you really have a responsibility to give back to the community.
There's a conversation you have that appears toward the end of the film with your father, James Loring Johnson, talking once again about this whole idea of making a film about money. And here's part of that.
I know you don't like talking about money. When I was little, you always told me it was a bad idea to talk about it, and I shouldn't, and I shouldn't. And if anything, I should lie if people ask me, and I just want to know, what are you so scared of?
Well, perhaps I was mistaken. I mean,
what the f***? What are you talking about? You were mistaken. That's bull****. You were mistaken for 20 years of my life?
No, money is a thing that you don't talk about because it's in bad taste. Why bring it up? It's really not important.
If you never examine it, you'll never really understand it, and you won't be able to solve any of the issues or resolve any of the problems.
I'm not so sure this thing's a good idea.
The film, that is. What about your father's attitude? It's in bad taste to talk about money. I guess especially if you have a lot of it.
Well, my father comes from that old school, that old world of wealth where talking about money is considered impolite and inappropriate. And I think he really was raised to believe that and still does to this day.
And yet, in his case, as you point out in the film, being wealthy subjected the family to incredible amount of publicity in the papers when there was a notorious litigation over an estate. I mean, it wasn't quite. In the end, wealth could not be kept private, could not be kept something in the family for the Johnsons.
No, I really think that the idea of being so secretive about great wealth comes from the fact that people who are extremely rich don't want it to become a subject of conversation because they don't want to have to justify their position of power and privilege.
How important was it for you in gaining entree to them and their stories and in getting interviews for you to be able to say, I'm rich, I'm a Johnson as in Johnson & Johnson. I know what this is about.
I think it's extremely important. I think that they probably wouldn't have trusted anyone else, and some of them have said to me and to others that they wouldn't have spoken to anyone else about this subject or participated in a film about this subject if someone who wasn't from a wealthy background was making it. People who were born rich are extremely protective, and they're taught to be protective, and I think the fact that I'm from that class allowed people to let their guard down a little bit and feel more comfortable opening up about this subject that they're always told not to talk about.
And having opened up once when you were filming Born Rich, do they generally seem happy about what they did, or do they say, and now knowing what I know, I wouldn't even have spoken to you that way?
Well, I think there's some mixed feelings. I think the people who are in the film and who are excited about it and happy with everything they said on camera really support the film. And then I think there's another group of people who were really criticized by their friends, by their families. Their communities told them, do not participate in this film. What are you thinking about? It's a bad idea. You shouldn't be in this movie. And I think because of the outside pressure that a lot of the subjects in the film got, they started to get anxious about their role in the film and start to really feel nervous about what they said.
Is it because of what they said that they received criticism, or is it the idea you go in a movie talking about being worth millions and millions and millions, you're inviting all kinds of human parasites and crooks who are going to come after you? Is it just lay low because you're an obvious target for people, or you're embarrassing us by what you said?
Well, I think some of the subjects in the film were told by their families not to be in it because there is this code of secrecy about money, because they were nervous that they might look silly or be ridiculed. And I think, again, it goes back to the idea that this is supposed to be a meritocracy and you're supposed to earn what you have. So when you start to contradict that understanding of how our society operates, it can anger people.
Well, Jamie Johnson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Jamie Johnson, whose documentary Born Rich appears on HBO tonight.